We've come up to this part, which is the highest part of the garden. And actually from here, you can see below us the house and below us looking down onto the yew hedges and across out to the countryside. But this is the coppice. It's just about still a coppice. Basically, these are hazels which were coppiced, and we believe and got reason to think that this would have been the coppice belonging to the ruin that we've just come from. And in the corner over there is a whole pile of big boulders, moss-covered boulders, and these are the same conglomerate stone. And our belief is that these boulders were cleared from the field above us to make it arable, to make it useful land, and they just dumped the boulders in the corner here. And what we've got behind me is the population gate, which Anne will talk about.
Okay. You should say that our evidence would be suggesting that those boulders were moved after the Napoleonic Wars, right, when the whole country was very short of food, and it was a ridiculous thing that people should be clearing these fields here to grow corn, but evidently they tried. The population that lived here are also commemorated in this gate that we made. The quote on the gate is for reference from documents that we have about the life of James Davis, who was a village schoolmaster at Dvorden, which is now the local village. It tells us about the people who lived here who were originally squatters. They were rapidly turned into tenants by the Duke of Beaufort, who then got a nice rent off them. And it describes what they lived off. It says, quote, accustomed to scanty fare, inured to poverty, suffering occasionally from cold and hunger, and exposed to peculiar temptations. They have been accused of dishonest practices and of those acts of petty fraud which often prevail amid such a population. So those are the people who used to live here.
So if you do get to this point and you read what Anne has inscribed on the gate, do just open the gate and look on the other side, because there's another whole quotation on there that no one ever sees.